This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Nice, dude. What's the best accent that you can do?
Oh, don't get me started. I might.
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. No, I don't. Should I try to go 40 minutes of doing?
Probably not. probably not more than four seconds of anything.
Let's not get canceled over here. No, I don't know. Probably just my Southern accent.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know if this is Southern. It's just
it's just a little country.
It's just a twang.
Draw.
It's just a twang.
It's got a little draw on it.
I could do a little twang.
I think I can only kind of almost do Russell Brand, just because
specifically Russell Brand, not a region, but Russell Brand dialect.
Just Russell Brand, because when you listen to his podcast, he's like, you're listening to Under the Skin, a podcast from Luminary.
What?
Exactly. That's how you know you've done a good Russell Brand, is when no one can understand you.
I used to be able to do a good Love Island accent.
Love Island?
Do you remember?
All of them speak the same?
It's like, I think it's specifically in Essex.
Oh, right, right, right.
They say that a lot on the show. It's like in Essex. But then on Love Island, yes, I'm admitting that I watched it. The first 3 seasons, after that, it's trash. I mean, it's always been trash.
Like, yeah. But only after the first three, and then it really takes a nosedive.
No, but like they talk about how specifically on the show, they like created their own lingo, getting pied off.
And like guffed,
yeah.
Chuffed or something like that.
Chuffed.
Yeah, no, lingo is very important. I think that I dated a guy in middle school who said that he wanted to name his kids Essex. Not both of them, but like he wanted to name a child Essex.
Essex? So he was hipster ahead of the hipster times.
Yes, he had some hipster times. Well, I guess this, we've started on a very turn, which is very normal for Just a Tip, but this is me redoing the intro because I started it again.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. So we'll cut that out. Love you. Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, the podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. And as you can hear, we've already started off on a tangent. I'm here with Amanda Souk. She's wearing a beautiful magenta dress with a collar and polka dots.
Wow. Hello, description.
I think people need to know.
Oh.
The people need to know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's actually... It's a handmade dress. It's a vintage dress. You can tell. Well, you can't tell because you can't see. But like the stitching on it, I'll show you later. You can tell that
when it's on my floor.
Your viewers aren't supposed to know about us.
Wait, I love that you're wearing this because we had just stopped watching this reality show that I just got into literally like 3 hours ago. And I've watched 3 episodes and Amanda came over because she was going to say hi. And I was like, you got to sit down and watch this. We watched maybe five minutes of the episode that I was watching. I caught her all up to the contestants. And then we watched another full 44 minute episode. And then as it stopped, she was like, should we do another one? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
But so it's called The Big Shot with Bethany on HBO Max. And I absolutely loved it. You asked me why I started watching it. It was because it was a competition show about finding a VP for Bethany's empire. And I loved her vibe. Like, she's such a funny person, but she has that drive that, like, I feel like I've got drive, but not like that. Like, she's like pedaled to the metal. And I think it's too much for one person to have. Like, I wouldn't want that, but I like watching it. And I think she's got a lot of really good takeaways. But what I think is perfect that you're here on the pod is we just were introduced to this new character, Kristen, who every time she comes on screen, I'm like, she's dripping with style. And I'm so excited because speaking of takeaways, I want to talk to you about finding your style because I text you all the time and I'm like, hey, just wanted to update you, like changing my style again. Like I told you that last week.
I love it too.
But like, it's so interesting because like ever since I've known you, you always have had your own style. Like you've never really fallen into trends. And I do it all the time. And every time I have like a big shift of my personality, I'm like, oh, I want to redo my entire closet. But like you're able to still like reinvent your style, but then also like figure out new ways of elevating what you already have. Like you don't go completely off the rails. You know, like I'll be like model off duty. And then I'm kind of like this, like, what's that androgynous situation? But like you seem to always have a good knack for it.
You know, well, first of all, wow. Welcome to the Amanda Compliment Podcast. I'm here for it and taking it all. Thank you.
I take it all. Thank you.
You know, it's funny that you say that though, because I remember like quite a few years ago, Brian Puspos, dancer extraordinaire.
Yes, I know exactly where you're going with this.
He like called me out and was like, why do you always dress like a homeless person? Well,
he did say that. And I was always like, that's interesting. But I think like that was around the time where I think you would always wear, you have this gray sweatshirt that you love to wear inside out and like beanies and we're dancers.
Yeah.
So it's like, he never saw you really like get dressed.
But I think even when I like, there was a period of time where everything I wore was oversized, but I like to call it hobo chic.
Okay.
You know, that was a thing. Uh-huh. But I think for me, the thing about style, it's always, or fashion in general, it's always been an expression of just how you feel that day. And I think I picked a lot of that up from dancing because like, I don't like wearing tight clothes when I'm doing like
anything. I don't
truly. I don't remember. Well, I guess this one. Nah. But yeah, like I'm not going to dance to like a hip hop. Like if I'm learning choreo to, I don't know, like a Drake or a Big Sean or whatever rap song. I don't know. I know some people can, but I just don't feel like in it.
No, I don't know. That was a big problem I had with dance auditions. Like when we used to go to dance auditions, we would be wearing crop tops or bras or like booty shorts or boots. And it was just like, that's why I really hated to go to auditions. Yeah, not only because I was nervous, but I was just like, my body is out and I don't like this.
Yeah. And I don't feel comfortable and I don't feel like I can do what I want to do. So yeah, I think a huge part of it has always been like partially the function of being comfortable, but also the other part being just expressing what my mood is that day. Like today, this dress was because it's, you know, it's Mother's Day and I don't know, it's Sunday. And I feel like Sundays are always just, you know, it's your brunch day. You just feel like a little, you know, maybe fancy and fun a little bit, like a little breezy. So that was the mood today. But then like tomorrow I could be in, I just want to be comfortable. I don't want to feel like anything is tight around my waist because I ate chicken and fries maybe 4 times over the weekend and McDonald's and McFlurry. So let me wear something loose and like, you know, just feel a little like
baggy and comfortable. And
do you get dressed every day in the pandemic?
No. I don't. I already feel like I forget what the peak part of pandemic was. No, I mean, I remember there was a period of time during the pandemic when I went to, what's that store with all the basics, like the one size fits
Uniqlo?
All.
Oh, Brandy Melville?
Brandy Melville, even though it's not really one size fits all.
No, we won't even get into that.
It's a tiny Barbie girl one size fits all.
Totally.
But they have.
How can they market it like that?
I don't know. But
I don't think they market it like that. They just only have one size.
Yeah, it just says one size fits all, but.
No, it doesn't. It just says small.
Oh, it just says one size.
I don't think it says one size fits all. It just says one size,
right? Yeah. But there was a period of time because I was like, I'm not going anywhere, so like, but I still want to feel not like a slob.
Yeah,
so I went to Brandy Melville to just pick up some like at-home basics. So I bought like those comfy biker shorts. I bought like a pair of like lilac sweatpants.
Speaking of Brandy Melville and biker shorts, what do you feel about trends? Like when trends start popping up on Instagram, what is your initial thought? Because I don't think we ever talk about trends, but I always fall into them.
I actually think I just don't know what they are.
Like, you'll just see, like, remember when there was like chunky trainers shoes? There was like a point in time where on Instagram it was like really, really trendy to have like chunky trainers, some socks that you could see, ankle socks, and then biker shorts and whatever else. Or like the blazer and the crossbody bag or the crossbody belt. Like,
see, this is the thing. I don't think I ever.
Oh, you don't even like register it.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a trend. Mm. I remember when like Huaraches.
Uh-huh.
I remember when Huaraches were a trend.
Interesting.
But
okay.
That like maybe in like the dancer world.
Have you ever fallen into a trend like of your entire life, like as far as you can remember being in middle school? Like have you ever like tried to fit in with your clothing?
You know, what's funny is I think maybe that's where it started in middle school, is like just dressing how I felt. Mm. So going into sixth grade, I just remember being like, because in elementary school, I was such a tomboy, a very unhygienic child. And to the point where, you know, my mom would tell me frequently that I smelled.
You're like a trail of flies, like Linus.
Probably. Well, because I didn't shower very much. And I played soccer like every day back then. My go-to outfit were a pair of Umbro shorts, like any kind of just like soccer tee, mm-hmm. and Sambas. Like that's all I wore every day. So when I went into middle school, I remember like, you know, going through puberty, I was like, I should be like more girly, which is how I got into dance in the first place, was because it was my attempt to be more quote unquote girly.
And then you went breakdancing. You started as a breakdancer.
Well, no, that wasn't until like high school, early college. No, but I remember my attempt to be more feminine was me going to Marshall's, and I asked my mom to buy me these pair of corduroy pants, a button-down shirt, and a pullover vest.
Oh my gosh, she's a 70s teacher, and okay, we love it.
But here's the thing. In my attempts to be more feminine, in hindsight, I looked like
You look like you're
Ellen.
Teaching math.
No, I looked like Ellen DeGeneres. And it was, and then seventh grade was when I was really obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
So like my style changed completely because I just was like, I want to be like Buffy. Mm. So I remember I bought these like red leopard, like flared pants. And I bought this like big knit cowl neck. Like, I don't even know. It's just this big knit cowl neck sleeveless, like top. And I would, and huge platform
in the seventh boots. Grade
in the seventh grade
you would wear this to school.
Yeah, that was my and I remember it clearly because that was my favorite outfit.
What would people say to you, or like would you get good like compliments? Like what was it like,
honestly,
to express yourself in the seventh grade?
I don't think anybody knew what I was going for. But also in middle school, we're all trying to figure it out. I don't think anyone.
Oh my god, dude. Amanda, one time in the seventh grade, so I worked at this place called Papaya. Have you ever heard of this?
I remember Papaya. It was like a Forever 21.
Yes.
Right?
For like strip malls, basically.
Well, maybe it's because I'm from St. Louis, but our regular mall had a Papaya, not a strip mall.
It was basically, I mean, our main mall. It's not a great place. And so this is my first job ever. I think I was 15 and I would save my paycheck. And every 2 weeks I would use a little bit of my paycheck and shop at Papaya and get new outfit. And I would wear it to my middle school. And I remember one time buying this lime green, like denim skirt, pairing it with this off the shoulder kind of pink and green striped tee, like it was tight, and then it had a satin bow around the chest. And then I wore cheerleading shoes on the bottom because that's all I had. And then like toe socks. Remember toe socks? Where like you put, they're like knee-high socks, but they have like toes.
Oh, yes. It, like, I remember this.
It was in between your toes. And then they had like little screen-printed bows all over them, pink and black. How was this an outfit? And I felt amazing.
Are there photos? Well, that's all that matters.
It is all that matters.
Like if you think about it, but we don't realize that until we're older. Like do we feel amazing? Because if we feel amazing, people will pick up on that and will be like, wow, you're glowing, or wow, you like look
amazing.
That's
so true. Because even when I look back at going through all the trends, if I felt good, or if I looked good, then I felt good. And that was so backwards. And I think I'm realizing that now at 30 years old, that it really does matter how you feel first, because that will shine outward. And the thing is, like, you've been this person that's always done that, but like, I've never tried that. Like, feeling first. I live my life feeling first. Why wouldn't I live my expression and my fashion life that way too?
But I feel like you are starting to
now
do that.
But like, why did it take so long?
I mean, I think it's different for everyone. Like, and I think clothes mean a different thing to everyone. So like when I was younger, you know, I don't know if it was so much trends, but I mean, TV and film, I guess, do start trends, but that is where I got a lot of my initial inspirations from, is seeing certain shows and like seeing how they dress. Like, I remember there was a period of time where like I used to watch Gossip Girl all the time, and I wished I could dress like that, but I didn't even have access to clothes like that. And then honestly, I think like the biggest shift in why I dress the way I dress is because I started to thrift shop so much.
Right.
And you know, you're not really able to buy like complete outfits necessarily when you're thrift shopping. I just buy like things that I think are good steals. And then I just figure out how to put stuff together later.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing too is like, I don't know if I ever, my mind never thought about what conventionally works together. I would just be like, yeah, I like this and I like this. I'll just wear it together because I like them both. And then like, fingers crossed, it works. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I think,
how do you know when it doesn't?
I think that's just me second guessing it, is when I feel like it doesn't. I don't know if it actually doesn't. It's just me being like, did I like get too creative today?
You said, so we went to, our close friend just released her EP, and we went out and you were like, get dressed. We're going to go to this cute hotel. And we all got dressed. And then you were like, I don't know if I like went overboard. And I kept on complimenting you, being like, you look so cool. Like, I wish I could do that, because it was like two things I would never think could go together. But the fact that you're like, yeah, this is what I'm wearing, and like the way that you rocked it, I was like, okay, yeah. And like, that's such a cool lesson that I haven't learned yet. And I think it's so, because I second guess all the time, especially because I don't even like know what my style is. I just know that eats my own esophagus. I know that I don't want to wear tight stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be androgynous, like Missy from Bring It On. That was my Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like when
she was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, really?
Elijah Dushku.
Dushku?
I think her last name's Dushku.
I've been pronouncing it wrong Dushku? My entire life. I've been saying Dunkshu. Which is probably not right. You know what else is absolutely embarrassing that I've been thinking for a few years is the type of therapy that I'm in. I
saw you said something about this.
Oh my God.
You tweeted something.
Mortified. And I have to make it right with the internet, because I made an entire video about therapy once, of like how to find the right therapist. But I said in there that I do CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, which deals with rechanging the way that your brain thinks, like neuroplasticity. It's like you're trying to not think of the old way that your brain thinks and create new, healthier patterns. And so I was talking to my therapist and I was saying something and I was like, and I was saying, even if like we didn't do CBT, that I would still, and she was like, but Megan, I don't do CBT. And I looked at, and I was like, is this a bit? And she started laughing like really hard. And she was like, no.
Wait, so what is?
I do relational therapy, which is literally just based off of like our relationship, like me and my therapist, because that's more important than any type of therapy that you can do. Like I read that on the American Psychological Association site. And she was like, yeah, that's what we do. CBT is very like structured and workbook oriented and very much like rules and regulations. And she was like, I know that that might sound nice to you, but because I'm very control. But she was like, no, this is relational therapy. And I was like, oh, shit. I thought you said it was CBT because of our phone consultation. And I remember hearing like, I do CBT, I focus on the here and now. And she said, no, I said, I don't do CBT, I focus on the here and now. And I was like, oh, my God.
I can't remember what mine was. I just remember it was a bunch of letters.
Yeah, it's just so embarrassing that I was like, hey, world, this helped me. Maybe it'll help you.
This is what I was doing.
And it was completely wrong. Like, oh, my God. But that's like, that's a lesson on being human.
Hey, we're learning every day. It's okay. We can make mistakes.
Speaking of learning, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to learn more about how to figure out my style, because that's a part of my life that I just don't understand. And I think you can help me.
Wow. Okay. I will try. Okay. But that's all we can do in life
right.
Hey?
We'll be right back.
Try.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. I was just saying that I'm so excited because we've never talked about this before. Like, we talk about so much. We talk every day. Almost all day. And we've never talked about style. It's like, I know that you do, like, you love styling and you have such a good, like, personal style. And I think I've asked for help a few times on, like, putting together an outfit. But, and I text you when I think I'm gonna, like, have a new style. But I've never asked about, like, the nitty gritty parts. And I think this would be cool for people to hear because I seemingly always have a different style and say that like, this is me. It's like, okay, I'm like a new person all the time, especially with my clothing. But I guess I want to get down to the brass tacks of it all. Practical advice of building a new wardrobe, because that's what I'm doing now. And I want to like have, I don't want to spend any more money on changing my style. Like, why are you laughing?
Because I feel so much pressure. Because I don't know. I don't feel like an expert at this whatsoever.
No one's an expert at anything, even experts. They've just done enough research to regurgitate it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Everyone, like, if you're a researcher or an expert, like, big ups to you. But I am not that. And that's fine if you're not an expert. But the thing is, like, you are one of my friends that has a more clear vision of what your style is. And you have, like, an idea and, like, an identity with your closet and your wardrobe. Mm. Like, for me, clothing, for me, isn't, like, it's becoming more of an expression, but before it was more of like a, this is who I am, not this is how I feel.
Hmm.
And I think that's the difference, because I'm like, oh, who am I? I'm like, I'm a put together, creative, kind of like controlling, but really like free flowy in my heart. Like, how do you dress that?
Right.
And so that's why, like, I wish I could have a stylist every single day just for my normal stuff, because I watch people like this girl on the show. Her name is Kristen on The Big Shot. And
Kristen Hargrove.
We're already
fan.
Followed her.
We're a fan.
Because she walked in, she had these cargo pants, which, like, I grew up thinking cargo pants were disgusting. And so she's wearing cargo pants with these heels looking like Kim Possible on RuPaul. Right. Like, she looks amazing. And, like, just dripping in, I hate this word, but, like, dripping in swag every single scene. And I'm like, how do I get that?
I guess it, well, my first thing is, like, at least for me, I don't think I ever really subscribe to, like, labels or, like, categorizing my style, because it literally changes every day. Like, I think if there's any kind of connective thread, I feel like I always have a bit of, like, a bit of a grunge,
yeah,
feel or aspect, regardless of what it is I'm wearing. Like, even if I'm wearing something,
even the dress, yeah, has, like, a grunge feel.
Yeah, this, and well, also because, like, I was wearing it with my creepers, mm-hmm, and so, like, you know, it has a little bit of, like, a punk grunge feel. But I wouldn't say that that's me. I'm not a punk grunge person. But
what about punk grunge feels like you?
Black.
But, like, why do you gravitate towards it? Is it, like, remnants from the tomboy phase, or is it, like, an androgynous nature? Is it a rebellious situation? Is it, like, not feeling like you're in society?
See, and it, for me, it's, like, not even any of the, I wouldn't say it's even any of those things. Like, it's not me trying to, which punk grunge, the history of that is about, like, making a statement. It totally is about rebelling. But for me, I'm not trying to, like, make any statement. I just genuinely like the vibe of it, I guess. Mm. It's just a vibe thing. But I mean, from a day-to-day thing, I wouldn't say, like, oh, she's boho chic, or oh, she's very, you know, anthropology, like, oh, I mean, I guess that's still boho chic, or like hipster, whatever that means. Like, it's such, yeah, a blanket term, but I don't think anyone really knows what that means in terms of style. I'm not tailored and sophisticated, but, like, I'll wear tailored things sometimes, but I don't know if that's necessarily me. I don't know if you have to dress for a certain part, especially, like, I think the reason I'm like that is because I never really worked a corporate job, and I haven't had, like, a, you know, a specific career where a particular look is expected from you. Mm. So, like, if we were to have more traditional 9-to-5 jobs, that might start to structure more of our style. But I think for both of us being free, well, me being a freelancer, but you also having your own business,
mm-hmm, there's, I wonder, no, if maybe pressure. That's why, though, because I remember, like, I went into two different phases at two different points in my life. When we were living together in North Hollywood, I was going through this business casual phase where I would, mm-hmm, wear, like, these open back loafers and slacks and blouses. And then I kind of came full circle and kind of did it again, maybe, like, last year or a couple years ago, where it was, like, again back into the other stories type of high-waisted slacks with a pleat in the front and more blouses, but a little bit cooler this time. But I just, like, I don't think that that's me at all. Like, the other day I went through all of my clothes and took out all the blouses and all of the pants that looked like work pants, because I was like, I always gravitate towards that. And I don't know if it's because that's in my personality. I like things to be a specific way, and that's kind of more of a structured situation. So, like, right now I'm kind of joining you on your side of artistic expression that way. But how would someone find their style if somebody is everywhere?
Well, what do you want to feel like today?
But what if I hate all the clothes in my closet because they don't feel like me? Anytime that I get dressed, what if I don't feel like those clothes?
Right. But that's where I think you can start to play around with, like, mixing and matching things that you might not, like, have expected to put together. Because I think the other thing, too, because I was like this when I was younger, is certain pants always had to go with certain shirts, you know, like, I didn't really mess around too much. Like those red leopard pants that I told you about, I never wore them with anything else but the same black knit top. Like, that was the full complete outfit.
Yeah.
And I never broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the reason why I ask is, like, well, how do you want to feel today? Like, I think you might surprise yourself by, like, putting two things together that you wouldn't normally have put together. And that might achieve the feeling that you wanted, you know, like, truly, for example, I know we're not, like, going anywhere right now, but how do you, like, what's your vibe? Like, what, What do you feel like right now?
Okay, this is so interesting because when I'm thinking of getting dressed right now, mm-hmm. I don't think of how I feel. I think of what I want to wear. Like what would be cool to wear?
Oh, see, so, yeah, I approach it very differently.
I'm doing it wrong. Okay, so how am I feeling?
Yeah, do you want to feel comfortable? Do you want to feel?
I want to feel comfortable and edgy and like cool, comfortable, edgy, and confident.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I could. Are you okay with simple?
Yes, but I want it to be like. And this maybe is actually uncovering a little like thing internally because I'm like, I want other people to think I look cool.
But I think so, like this comes down to like,
and I want to feel cool.
Right. But you know, we see like photos of certain people, they could be wearing something as simple as a pair of black denim jeans and just a white tee. But why do they look so cool?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, the way
a lot of that is like the attitude that you wear your clothes. Cause I remember like maybe, I don't know if I saw this on a reality show, but it's like you wear the clothes. Don't let the clothes wear you.
Yeah.
Because then it's like also, oh, you can tell when someone's like trying to be something that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much of it is like the reason why like, an outfit will look different on one person than another is not just because of like the body shape. It's truly like that person's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like that changes so much of what something looks like. Because if, you know, me wearing this dress is going to look completely different on you. And it's not because we have different body types. We have different personas.
Totally. Yeah. If I wore that dress, I would not look cool. I would look like I'm going to teach a class like Spanish 101.
Oh no. What does that?
No, you look cool. It's just cause I have like a preppy vibe sometimes.
So I think it's just a matter of like us, like we would need to find what capitalizes your persona, your vibe. You
How
know?
Would you do that?
I think it's just been a matter of like just experimenting with things over time. Mm. Like, for example, the reason why I like oversized so much is just from years and years and years of like mixing and matching things and trying things on, even if I'm like, there's no way this would work. Like, you remember that that shirt I told you I found from a thrift store? It was $1. It's a 4XL
oh, yes.
Ralph Lauren polo, yeah. Like button down. Why in the world would I ever pick that up?
The beige one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it looks so good on you.
But in what world, like, why would I pick that up? I was honestly attracted to the fact that it was only $1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I tried it on. I was like, wait, this kind of looks like a cool, like, jacket almost. So it's just like, even trying things on when you're like, when you are shopping that normally you wouldn't. I like, what am I going to wear this with? I don't know. But I try it on. I'm like, oh, okay. But I feel it made me feel good.
See, yeah,
so
it's always
feeling first. So I bought it. Yeah. So I bought it not knowing what I'm going to wear it with.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, but then I ended up wearing it like with so many different things because it felt like a cool, like oversized jacket, even just it being a polo shirt, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, just try things on and just, I think that's the fun thing about like shopping and dressing rooms is like,
I just thought about the lighting and I shudder.
Because you get to like play around and like, you know, I think about every good montage scene in like every rom-com, yeah. Like coming of age teen flick. There's always a good dressing room montage scene. And it's because it's fun to just like experiment and like try shit out. And then over time, you kind of start to see like, I guess this also just comes from a lifetime of shopping.
Yeah.
Not even buying things, but just shopping. Like even eye shopping, trying things on doesn't mean I'm going to buy stuff and walk out. But I get to take 30 minutes to play dress up and see what mm-hmm. feels good, you know?
Yeah. I think I just always get underwhelmed when I go shopping. Well, when I go shopping off the rack, I think I only want to buy secondhand, not only for the sustainability, but for exactly what you're saying, like mm-hmm. finding pieces that are just like crazy and then making them work. I also love the fact that when you go thrift shopping, it's like everything fits and it will always fit the way that it is because it's been washed so many times. So I think that like every time that I would, and I would spend a lot, I used to spend a lot of money on clothing just, and it would always like, I would sell stuff and then I would buy stuff again. So it was like self-fulfilling in a way, but I was just like, this doesn't feel right either. And I would maybe have that style for a few months and I would just be like, this isn't me anymore. Mm. And it's because it looked so good on the rack. It looked so good on the mannequins. And I love the style of it for some reason, but I never felt it.
Yeah. I guess the other thing too is like, if I'm into a certain thing or into a certain quote unquote style, I'm not going to go shop for only that style. Like I really go piece by piece. So even if you looked in my closet, nothing makes sense. There's not, who is this one person? Because I have everything in there from, and I don't know if this is also from auditioning and needing to like have different things to work for different characters, but I have anything from like vintage dresses to tailored pants to blouses, you know, button downs. Like it's all over the place. It doesn't, not one thing makes sense as one person. I have a bunch of different. And so like for me, you know, I think that's why like I don't ever get over my closet.
Yeah.
Because I like, it's not just one person in there.
Right.
I like
multiple personalities.
I have multiple personalities, so I have things to fit. That's why I think that's why I'm like, I think that's why it also goes back to feeling is like, you know, today I feel flouncy. Today I feel feminine and girly. So I want to wear like something that's going to give me a little flowy, like flowy feel. Mm. And some days I want everything oversized because I know I'm going to chow down and I need something that's going to hide my belly. Like
that makes so much sense because you know, this about me is like, if I like a piece of clothing, like
you'll buy 10 of every color,
every color. And that's why I get so sick of it so quickly because I love it so much and I wear it. And then as soon as I don't love it, the one shirt cut, then I don't love anything in my closet because it's all the same cut. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So like vary it up. So I know you've talked about like a capsule collection of like your go-to pieces. Like, I mean, I believe in that a bit, you know, I definitely have my favorite pieces, but even with those, I'll pair it with something different every time. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I have these checkered drawstring pants. I've worn that with a nightgown. I've worn that with just different tees. I've worn that with different sweaters. I wear those pants more than any pair of denim jeans. I actually don't even remember the last time I wore denim jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those pants are my go-to pants and they're this like off yellow. I don't even know what that yellow color is.
Yeah.
And black checkered pants. And it's just this, like those are my number one staple piece.
Yeah. Your security pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like your emotional support drawstrings.
Those pants are the ones that I know I can wear casually with some Birks or dress it up with like boot heels and a nice shirt. And I can go somewhere fancy wearing those same drawstring pants that I could also just fall asleep in.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like,
so it's almost like if I were to go shopping, like from hearing our conversation, if I were to go shopping, I would like keep in mind it, like number, and this is something I do already. Like, are you comfortable in it? Mm-hmm. Like the other day I was trying on something to meet my boyfriend's parents and I had an idea. I picked out my outfit before I even tried it on. And then I put it on literally minutes before she came over and they didn't fit. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to sit down at all. They were like,
didn't feel
these
comfortable.
Beautiful, like silk, flowy wide leg pants, way too tight. Took them off, put on another pair of trousers. Didn't fit either because of the pandemic. Like I haven't worn these pants in so long. I'm eating also fried chicken every day. And it just, normally me would have gone, these don't fit, but I like them. And I know that they are very cute and I know how much they were and I haven't worn them enough times to like justify not having them anymore. But instead of going, okay, maybe once I lose weight, then I can have them again. Or if I like become that size again, I literally took them off the rack and put them in a pile of clothes that I'm selling. Because if it doesn't fit me, I'm not going to be comfortable. And I'm not going to lose weight to fit in a, a piece of fabric is going to denote how I eat and how I live my life. No.
Hey, this is why I believe in elastic and drawstring. Those are the like pretty much the only things I wear these days.
But that's the thing. So like, okay, having something comfortable, number one, but then also like, can you wear it through at least three different ways?
Yeah. Versatility is everything to me. But like, I also love shoes. So that's the other thing too. Shoes can really like
be a wild card because you're wearing a dress now. And if you put creepers or Doc Martens, then it gets, it's like, it's an unexpected like juxtaposition.
Yeah, but then I can even wear the same dress and throw on some heels and like go to a nice restaurant for dinner. I think everything that I own in my closet, it does have flexibility unless it's like a dress for a specific occasion. But that's the other thing too. I don't really like, I don't know. It really always just goes back to feeling because like, you know, even if I knew I had to go somewhere specific, say like meeting my partner's parents or something, you know, I don't already envision the outfit in my head. I'm like, okay, where are we going? And how do, like, will I be comfortable feeling in comfort? Like, will I be able to like enjoy myself the entire evening?
That's so important. I was not dressing like that for a long time. And I think now that I understand that I like things bigger, now,
because here's the other important thing about feeling and comfort. Like if you, again, if you feel good, like you feel comfortable, you know, you can rock what you're wearing because it like you can move in it. You don't feel like, again, the clothes are wearing you. Like that attitude that you have, that like that good feeling you have being in those clothes is what's going to carry through.
It's
more
so
than
true.
Like the actual piece itself.
How wild is that?
Yeah. That's why, like, you know, I see so many people who, like, spend thousands of dollars on designer clothes because of the designer label. But so many of them, I'm just like, you're wearing a bodycon dress and you don't look comfortable. So I'm like, I would never even know that you spent thousands of dollars on whatever designer house. Like, you could have also bought it at Papaya and I wouldn't have known the difference.
Man, we are, the Papaya stocks are going down. That's so, yeah, there's a difference between style and fashion. And I think I'm only understanding that now.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, I used to have, like, see, now I'll get canceled for this.
It was nice knowing you.
Good knowing you. No, I had like, I used to have a huge gripe about like style bloggers because so back like maybe like 8 years ago when style blogs were a huge thing, all the big style bloggers, it was just like, it was really just them being like pretty people in expensive clothes. To me, that wasn't style. Like you just spent a lot of money on something that you just bought off a mannequin.
Yeah.
Like there was no creativity in how you put that together. You just either A, had the money, or B, got gifted those pieces from a label to put on your blog. Like I didn't really see how, why do these women have millions of followers being touted as a style blogger when literally there was no creativity in that outfit whatsoever.
Right.
It was just dollar signs.
Totally.
That's and all I saw.
That's like, I think so many people, myself included, when it like until very recently, didn't know the difference. And now I'm learning that. So in order to wrap this up so we can watch one more episode of The Big Shot with Bethany, not Spawn.
And Kristen Hargrove.
What would be one takeaway, either piece of advice or like motto or mindset of like finding your style?
Oh gosh, very unprepared for this. So you might have to edit out a giant gap of silence while I think about this.
Take your time.
My one takeaway?
Yeah, for anyone that's trying to find their style, myself included. We already know feeling first and comfort, but
well, that's the thing. Like, I think if you feel good, there's no way that you won't look good. Because if you feel uncomfortable, you're going to look like you're struggling.
1,000%.
And it's going to be very obvious. Like, that's why I can't really wear heels anymore.
I
look like I'm struggling. They just don't look right on me because I am cringing on the inside. And I'm pretty sure it looks like I'm cringing on the outside.
My thing is, like, if you are racing to get back to your house from being outside, you're in the wrong outfit. And like me, I'm talking to myself here.
Like wanting to get out of your clothes so quickly. Like,
oh, I want to go home because I want to get out of these shoes.
Yeah.
Or I want to go home because like I want to unbutton my pants.
Yeah.
These are the wrong clothes, Megan. And so I think that, like, especially for me who doesn't like going out of my house. Like after we watch this thing, I have to go see my boyfriend and his mom again since it's Mother's Day. I have to go out of the house and get dressed. And like,
But see, I'm looking at what you're wearing right now and you guys can't see it, but Megan's wearing a really cool, like casual t-shirt. Very, looks like it fits comfortably and a pair of corduroy shorts that are super cute. I think you could leave that t-shirt on and just throw on a pair of pants, but like and she has a cute little chain with like a pearl on it.
Yeah. Just throw pants on.
Done and done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw on a cute pair of boots and you're golden.
That's true. Yeah. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
I think that's my thing is like I know that like simple is timeless, but sometimes I'm like, simple is boring when it comes to my outfits.
But again, it's always that like, it's that James Dean, like, like literally two pieces, a white t-shirt and black jeans. Like it's simple, but like there's swagger in it because of the person, not because of the clothes.
Yeah.
So if you feel good, again, if you feel good, there's no way you won't look good. There's no way you could. That's why like people can wear like an entire sweatsuit. But if they know that they're rocking it, it's like, yeah, shit. I wish I could walk out in a sweatsuit, but I just feel like a slum.
Oh, I wear sweatsuits all that mine. I wear the same team sweatsuit almost all the time.
Well, I wear them at home, but
always.
I'll find it. I think maybe if I like actually showered and put on a sweatsuit,
that'd be a whole different. You haven't showered since the sixth grade?
No, apparently not. If you ever see me in a sweatsuit, you can 99% chance that I did not shower that day, and that's why I'm wearing that.
Hilarious. Well, thank you for helping me with my style. I hope that I finally find it.
We'll see. I don't know if this was helpful at all, but because I feel like I just said feeling.
No, but that's a thing.
Wear your feelings.
Wear your feelings of not only on your sleeve, your whole entire get up. No, I feel like feelings. I always say this, like feelings are the compass of everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And everything comes from within. And like that even is in fashion when people are like, oh, like when you're talking about fashion and clothes, it's so superficial, but it's actually not because it's how you feel and it's expression. And it's an extension of you being a human person. Mm-hmm. That's what's exciting.
And like, when I say comfort, I don't mean like, I know I'm talking about drawstring and elastic pants, but like that's not the case for everyone. I know certain people who can rock a power suit all day long because it's like their armor and they feel real comfortable in it and they feel powerful. So like,
I know a guy that sleeps in jeans.
Do I know this guy?
No.
Okay. I was like, what? But like, so, you know, when we talk about comfort, it's not the same comfort for everyone. Like, what is your comfort level? Mm-hmm. If it's a super tailored suit and you can rock that all day, go for it.
Yeah. Find your comfort piece.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Well, I'll put Amanda's links in the description in the show notes so you can check out her style. And if you want to send in any questions to Just a Tip, we're now taking them from the Just a Tip Instagram. So that's @JustATipPodcast on Instagram. And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.